Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Sweet Hot Pepper Pop is the rather tongue-twisting name of the debut album from Auckland band Farmer Pimp. I'm joined now by Mark Michel, Claire Holmes and John Paul Muir.
Skies will thunder when your eyes are blue, and I would do anything to give sunshine back to you.
Farmer Pimp, welcome along to all of you. It's a bit daunting here, 3-on-1, but I'm sure we'll manage.
Oh, you love it.
Tell me about Farmer Pimp.
Farmer Pimp?
Because it's your band, isn't it? I mean, these guys pretty much just help out occasionally.
Certainly not. You've got that completely wrong. No, not at all. Cora is the three of us at the moment.
Yep.
Me and Claire met at music school about 6 years ago.
Where is when you say music school?
It was,
this is not some magical school that I like Hogwarts.
Like Hogwarts.
Yeah, right.
Dude, I wish.
We can't tell you about it, you know. You have to kill you.
I'm just a muggle. I'm just a musical muggle.
Yeah. Musical muggle.
Auckland University.
Yeah, yeah, fully. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So we met there, and me and Claire started jamming and composing together and working in my little studio. And then, we've been doing a few things, but then JP's been on board with us for about, 3 years now?
I think at least that, I suppose.
Did you go to music school?
Yes, I did, but not actually at the same time as Mark and Claire.
Way
it was a bit
more
later.
Highbrow than us. He's classical.
But the same musical school, the Auckland University Music School.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
What is music school like? Is it like the kids from Fame? Pretty much, because you say you met Claire and you'd started jamming there. In my mind, that's all music school is. It's just a bunch of kids hanging out, being a bit cool, and occasionally jamming together.
I'd love to say yes. Yes, it's exactly like that. And we wear our leg warmers and leotards, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Really, it was just a place to get together and meet people. To be honest, the actual tuition and what we learnt was not that valuable.
Okay.
But it was just a good, this place we went to was a good place just to catch up, jam with different cats. And aim for musical world domination.
Yeah, you're thrown together with a whole bunch of different people, a whole bunch of different influences, so you do really learn a lot off each other, which is really cool.
Cool. All right, well, that's a great advertisement for Auckland University Music School. Not that good. Good place to meet people, though. Otherwise, big waste of money.
Isn't that what uni's all about? Just, like, meeting friends
sure,
and drinking?
Sure, that's right. Yep, that's absolutely right. I'm sure your parents would be really, really happy to hear that. So Farmer Pimp formed about 6 years ago. You had an EP out in 2006, was that right?
Yeah.
Normally when it takes a band sort of 6 years to get an album out, it means they're from Wellington. what was your sort of big delay?
We're kind of a slowly forming chrysalis, I suppose, but we wanted to take a bit more time to ingest the goodness and turn into a beautiful butterfly.
Right, and I've got to say, having listened to the album, what a beautiful butterfly it is. It sounds like it's a very mature debut offering, I've got to say. It does sound fully formed. It's not like
that's
it's a
what
bit
happens
of a,
when you play together for 6 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So worth, I mean, in that sense, worth the, probably worth the wait, rather than having that embarrassing first album that you kind of have to, the font was kind of, designed by your friend. And it was like,
we've been writing, the EP had six tracks on it, but we've probably written over 100 tracks on and off over that period, and a lot of it was for our enjoyment. We weren't really, really too focused on getting it out and doing that whole, the whole business side of it. We did get a little bit distracted about that halfway through the album, so we just decided to forget about it. We actually finished the album last August, so the rest has been kind of business, but finding the right cats around us to aid us in getting it out to people, do some cool videos. We took our time.
Having sort of formed so long ago, you've actually established quite a good reputation as a live band.
Oh, true.
Is that
Who
right?
told you that?
I don't know, your own biography.
Okay.
Said that we're an awesome live band. We're available
for
weddings.
And bar mitzvahs.
Won't argue with it.
Because your style is sort of, do you have a simple sentence long explanation for your style?
Style is sweet, hot, pepper, pop.
There you go, which is coincidentally also the name of the album, which will be available on the 26th of this month.
True.
That's right.
It's kind of jazzy, it's kind of soulful, it's kind of,
Yeah, well, each of us comes from quite different musical backgrounds, so Mark grew up in metal bands, JP's from a kind of classical viewpoint, and I grew up listening to jazz, and that's sort of my start, so it all sort of comes together, and yeah.
there's commonalities between it all as well. There are lots of stuff we like, lots of electronic music and all the classics, you know, that we all like.
So what sort of places do you play normally when you're playing out live? I mean, do you find yourself in kind of a jazzy club kind of place? Yeah. Does that even exist anymore?
Jazzy clubs. JP plays a lot of jazz. Is there any cool jazz clubs around anymore?
There used to be a really cool one in Parnell years ago, didn't there?
And, yeah, they're getting few and, you know, quite a few and far between, I think, now that London Bar has been an institution in New Zealand jazz, Auckland jazz for a long time. That's now...
We've played so lots of places, eh? It is kind of because we are not necessarily genre specific. We can mix it up. We've done gigs when we supported She Hard on an orientation tour once.
And wow, how did that go down?
That was
interesting.
Funny. That was very, very funny.
Yeah. That was cool, though.
Good guys, though, eh? Good guys.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool.
And then, all sorts of cats.
We played Big Day Out as well, which was cool. Yep. So.
Brilliant. Well, look, the album drops on the 26th. You've got a release party on the 23rd. Where's that?
Up at 420 on K Road.
Yep, for people in Auckland.
For Aucklanders. We will be making our way down to Wellie probably in June.
And you can check out, for all the information, you can check out your brilliant website, farmerpimp.co.nz. Yes. Thank you very much. You're going to play us a song now, I understand. What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear Disney Love.
Which is your new single, isn't it?
It is.
Wonderful. Yes. Take it away. Thank you. And that is the sound of Farmer Pimp from their new album, Sweet Hot Pepper Pop. Try saying that 10 times. That's all we've got time for today. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast on publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Damien Christie.
And I'm Russell Brown. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.